Democrats may have had a tough time at the top of the ticket last night in Alaska, but they gained some seats in Alaska's legislature. APRN's Juneau correspondent Dave Donaldson joins us now to talk about the new landscape at the state capitol. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Dave, how many races are still too close to call?
Well, we've got actually six races in the House and one race in the Senate I would not be comfortable on. What we're doing is we're going just based on the number of votes that are not counted. We're taking in kind of, there's a general rule of thumb that translates into somewhere around 4% difference. So if the races are, there's a 4% or less difference in the race between the two candidates at this point, then we got, they're too close. And right now we're at six in the House and one in the Senate. Meanwhile, we count them, though, right at the moment as to who is leading. And of those six in the House, for example, there are four of them have the Democrats are in charge, are controlling right now. They are winning. Republicans, two of them in the Senate seat, Democrat, and one of that was a Democrat is leading in that one too. So we count them as if they have them right now, but things could change either way.
So Dave, let's talk about the Senate first. What happened with those races?
Okay, the one that is still pending is Democratic. If you count that as a Democratic final vote, we have an increase in Democrats of one seat in the Senate. So that now does take it to, as Hollis French pointed out last night on our election night broadcast, it's 10 to 10. In other words, Republicans, Democrats, they've got to somehow work out and how they're going to work together again this year. So we're still looking definitely at a Senate coalition of some kind. I do know that they were meeting this morning, or they were meeting today. They were arriving into Anchorage this morning. Saw several of them at breakfast and some more at the hotel, and they're ready to start meeting. And we should have perhaps something on that within a matter of, if not today, probably by tomorrow sometime.
And what about the House?
Okay, the House basically. And all of the stuff that's gone on here and all of the noise and hoopla that happens during an election season, the House picked up one seat for the Democrats. Republicans lost one. You know, basically, it doesn't change the balance of much. It changes a little bit of strength there, but one seat difference, they can live with it. I know that there are talks going on. As a matter of fact, again, at breakfast this morning, I saw some of them, Republicans and Democrats, talking as to who's going to go where and what they're doing. And of course, the minute I walked up, they stopped talking about those things. But that's okay. We know that they are talking, and that's what really matters.
Well, before the lawmakers clammed up this morning when you met up with them at breakfast time, did you get any early word on how the legislature might organize for next session?
I think we're looking at Nikiski Representative Mike Chenault, former or current chair of the Finance Committee, as being the Speaker of the House. His organization, who he puts into what committee chairmanships and memberships on committees and so forth, that'll change. We don't know what that is. But he will be the Speaker. I don't see any way around that one. House, I mean, in the Senate, though, hey, we're 10 and 10. You've had a Senate president who was a Republican for the last 2 years. Do you put a Democrat there and then let the bipartisan coalition have a Republican on the Rules Committee or vice versa? I mean, I just don't know. And that's something that anybody I talked to didn't know that either. And that's perfectly okay. They will work those things out. There are some things that it's better off that a reporter doesn't watch. And one of them is organization of the House and Senate.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.
APRN's Dave Donaldson reporting from Juneau.